Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do the dirt. Tina's Dirt at the 40 being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need a holiday loan, they can help you out with $1,000 holiday loans now available. For all the details and to see if you qualify, visit pvcu.org. All right, Tina, what's your organization finding out today?
Okay.
Gossip.
Here's what I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Well, we told you yesterday, it appears Keanu Reeves has his first serious relationship in 20 years.
Aww. He's a good guy.
Yes.
He deserves it.
Love it.
He does, with artist Alexandra Grant. She kind of looks like a younger Helen Mirren to me. That's who she reminds me of.
Oh, nice.
So while you would think that fans would be like so devastated that the internet's boyfriend has been snatched up, not the case. People are loving this. One person yesterday tweeted, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, we can all agree on one thing. Keanu Reeves deserves all the happiness in the world.
That's true. We can all agree.
That's true.
And it always goes to politics, no matter what you talk about.
But no, she also added, also go vote today, because yesterday was voting day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh,
kind of relevant then.
Someone else saying it's bonkers that the bar is so low for famous men that we're all secretly praising Keanu Reeves for not dating a teenager. And one doctor actually said Keanu Reeves, 55, dates 46-year-old. Jason Momoa, 40-year-old, married to 51-year-old Lisa Bonet. Hawaiian men know there's nothing sexier than a mature adult relationship.
Oh,
like,
there you go.
Is that the slogan?
Well, that's Hawaii's slogan,
that's Hawaii's new sign.
Yeah,
I guess.
Mature relationship.
We're happy for him. Well, we told you before that Anthony Bourdain's personal belongings were hitting the auction block, and it shouldn't come as a surprise that around 3,000 people fought for the highest bid on pieces of the late chef and TV's legacy. The auction ended last week, and it brought in about $2 million.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Big ticket item was Anthony's beloved chef's knife. It was custom made for him, and that brought in more than $231,000 on its own. Something else that brought in a lot was his U.S. Navy jacket with the Tony Bourdain patch. That brought in more than $171,000. That commemorated the time his No Reservations crew evacuated Lebanon aboard the USS Nashville when the war broke out in 2006. So those proceeds will be split among his family and go to his scholarship fund as well.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, it looks like Hayden Panettiere is back with her boyfriend. We're not happy to hear about this because...
We're not. Why are we happy about hearing this?
Because that was a domestic violence situation that she got out of.
Not happy.
And it looks like
weird.
She's back into it. So they were spotted together in an airport yesterday. And from what we're hearing, her ex isn't too happy about it either, her former ex. And so I'm thinking her whole family's probably not happy about it. And we just, you know... We wish her all the best. Hope things work out. But at the most, we wish her safety.
Yeah.
DinasDirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian stopped by The Real. She used her time on the show to talk about her husband, Kanye West's religious epiphany. And she talked about his new album. That's his first foray into gospel music. How he's been holding Sunday services since January. But she said his new views have changed the way he parents. She said he's more cautious about what we have in the house. We got rid of the TVs in the kids' rooms.
Okay.
Got rid of makeup from North's room.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he had an epiphany of being a little bit more strict as a dad and being very forceful on the imagery that's in the household and what they see.
Well, it's hard, too. When he's in the media, you kind of want to keep your kids protected from that, I would think.
Trying to protect them from imagery, you might have to kick Kim out of the house. I mean, her and her sisters, you know what kind of imagery they're bringing into that house.
Yeah, but you get to see it live. You don't need to see it on TV.
That's okay, well, then.
You get to see the drama live.
Yeah, I think you should just kick Instagram out of the house, all social media. Because you know, again, what those car Jenners are bringing in.
Yeah.
And that is your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740.
What they're bringing in, like a disease?
I'm talking about photos and stuff.
Funny.
Imagery.
All right.
Imagery.
More dirt coming up next hour. It's 94.7. Here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40. What's going on in Hollywood and other cool places? It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got holiday loans of $1,000. For more details, you can visit pvcu.org and see if you qualify. All right. So what do we got in dirt, Tina?
Well, it looks like nobody is interested in hanging out with Tori Spelling and Jenny Garth.
Aw.
Yeah. RadarOnline.com reveals that a fifth show has been canceled in the BH 90210 actress Actresses talk show tour. Mm-hmm. So as Radar reported, only a quarter of tickets had been sold for this most recent performance. Here's the thing. Tickets didn't sell well with them, and it's expected that more shows will be canceled since those tickets aren't selling so well either. I don't know. There's talk, too, that the show is not going to get picked up for a second season, even though they left off on a cliffhanger. They're saying viewership went down, so it's like nobody's interested in seeing what happened with that cliffhanger,
care.
I guess.
But if you like the show, how horrible is that? You're a cliffhanger, and then, oh, no more.
Yeah. Welcome to my world.
That's happened quite a bit.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, you know, Alex Trebek is knee-deep in his own cancer battle, but he took time yesterday at the beginning of Jeopardy to say a few words about a former contestant who also had pancreatic cancer, and they were wearing ribbons, purple ribbons, in honor of Larry Martin, who died shortly after winning the teacher's tournament. So Alex had some really nice words to say about him. They also talked about making a donation in his name to pancreatic cancer research. And speaking of donations, Avi Gupta, she won $100,000 back when she was in the Jeopardy teen tournament.
Okay.
She was a champ. So she gave a very generous donation to a cancer institute in his honor as well.
Wait,
so
she's how old?
She's only a teenager. She's 18 years old.
And to give that up for college?
She won $100,000 and she gave $10,314 to honor Alex Trebek and Larry.
Wow. Beautiful gesture that is.
And the reason why she picked $10,314, she said that was to a nod to the mathematical contestant. So pie.
Gotcha.
Yes, and they're hoping that will help with early detection.
DinaStirt.com.
I guess things are okay now in Bachelor World with Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss and his wife Laura. They're apparently working things out. Didn't look like that was ever going to happen. It was a heated split. Claims of domestic violence also. They were later dismissed, but now they've said they've reconciled. She says she wants to correct the erroneous reporting that her husband tried to attack her. She wants everybody to know that did not happen and that they are working with a marriage counselor to rebuild what they have lost. So, you know, good luck to them. We hope it works out.
DinaStirt.com.
Lot of news in the sequel world. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Coming in 2021.
Yep.
That's actually going to be swinging into theaters April 8th, they say. So keep that in mind. You've got a couple years. I'm sure you have your 2021 calendars already going.
I already ordered on Fandango.
Sarah Jessica Parker confirming, yes, the original cast is coming for the Hocus Pocus sequel. So just now we wait. We've got Ant-Man 3 happening, too, with the original director and, of course, Paul Rudd making his comeback for the third installment with Peyton Reed. So that will be exciting to see, and that's for a 2022 release. Still, with all these sequels, we are still waiting for the first Kellogg Crew movie. I feel like they keep passing us over.
Well,
for sequels.
Who's waiting for
that? We haven't even made an original yet.
That's what I mean. Yeah. We're still waiting for our first chance when everybody else is getting their second, third, and fourth.
Yeah. Do we have enough to fill a trilogy though?
I don't think so. We have the Kellogg Crew Part 2 every day, but I don't know.
I know. I'm already.
I don't know if the podcast counts.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson to play Chris Kellogg.
Oh,
thank you very much.
I can see that.
I was going to make my own joke about that. I was going with Brad Pitt, but thank you. Wow. Mark it on the calendar. You're super nice.
See, now we want it to happen, right?
Yep.
That's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need a little bit of help for the holidays, as far as getting some gifts, they've got holiday loans available for $1,000. For details, you can visit pvcu.org. And to see if you qualify, you can visit them too. All right, so what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden, you remember he was Robb Stark from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
They were forced to evacuate the set of The Eternals. That's the film that they've been working on after an unexploded bomb was discovered, according to The Sun.
Oh my gosh.
Like a pyrotechnic bomb or something?
No, they're filming in the Canary Island Fuerteventura, where the Nazis had a base in World War II.
Oh, leftover
so
one.
So that's what they think, that the explosive is from that time period. They're saying it was very terrifying. The bomb could have been there for decades untouched, but who knows what might have happened if it was disturbed. Thankfully, everybody got out of there safely, and the bomb disposal experts were called in. And The Eternals is set to hit theaters next November, hopefully without any more incidents.
How creepy is that, too? You discover it's like 3 feet away.
No, that is scary.
Oh, look-see.
Yeah,
what's this? Don't touch.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, Macaulay Culkin's performance in Home Alone made him a household name, but fame as a child star usually short-lived, so it shouldn't be shocking that Macaulay's making a living these days as a spokesperson for Happy Socks and their new holiday collection.
Oh, Happy Socks.
Yeah, but nice. He still has some star power. I mean, mostly around this time of the year, Macaulay said, "Christmas is my time of year. I get recognized 10 times more than usual between the months of November and January. I have no idea why." Mm-hmm. We're pretty sure he does know why. Kevin!
Yeah. You should do aftershave commercials, right?
How many times do you think people just yell Kevin at him?
Huh. I know. Probably a lot. I'm
the
sure
aftershave
he loves it.
Scene. Ah!
DinaStirt.com.
All right, well, you heard that story about Alec Baldwin and how he was being sued by a guy who said that he punched him over a parking spot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Well, now the tables are turned. So Alec Baldwin's camp is saying it's a phony lawsuit and he's suing him back. He says the guy's just looking for a multi-million-dollar lottery ticket, and he's saying that, you know, he could have just let this go with just a few sharp words, but instead he made up a false story, and so he wants to let a jury decide if he's being defamed, and he says hospital records and video surveillance footage will prove that the guy is lying and filed a bogus report.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because everything is on video nowadays, no matter where you go, you're being watched.
So we'll have to see what happens with that.
DinaStirt.com.
And those pants from Olivia Newton-John, you know, the ones that sold at auction for like $260,000.
Oh, yeah.
I paid $108, but apparently somebody beat me right away.
With the broken zipper, right?
With the ones with the broken zipper. Mm-hmm. Well, we found out who bought them.
Oh.
And it kind of makes sense. Sarah Blakely, who is the owner of Spanx, the Spanx founder.
That success story.
She says that she bought the pants, and she's been obsessed with Olivia Newton-John forever. I mean, so obsessed that Olivia Newton-John even sang at her wedding. So you know she's a fan. And she said she didn't even know about the auction, that a friend called her and told her. So she was in New York with, you know, her husband having dinner, and she couldn't do the bidding herself. So she had her friend bid on it. And I guess she was willing to bid as high as she had to.
Wow.
She told her husband, "I won the pants." He said, "No, you just paid the most."
I wonder if it's like eBay where you like set your max bid.
Mm.
You know, I wonder what her max would be.
I think she was willing to spend whatever she had to. So needless to say, she has them. They will be on display at the Spanx headquarters. So if you'd like to go see them, you can see them there. But yes, two products that go hand in hand, Spanx and Olivia Newton-John's
very
super tight pants.
Tight, yeah.
And nice. That is your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840 at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.